USA News, I'm John Schaefer.
It's not that difficult to get to an agreement.
That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had to say after meeting with President Biden and other congressional leaders at the White House today about raising the debt limit. But he said both sides are still far apart and time is running out.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curve our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said both sides agree a default would be the worst outcome. An intruder entered National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's home in late April. The unidentified person was able to get into the home undetected by Sullivan's security detail. Sullivan told the man, who appeared to be drunk, to get out, and he did. Sullivan then alerted agents to the incident. The Secret Service is investigating. Government regulation of artificial intelligence is crucial. So says the man behind ChatGPT. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman telling a congressional hearing today.
Artificial intelligence has the potential to improve nearly every aspect of our lives, but also that it creates serious risks we have to work together to manage.
Altman said there must be some level of government licensing and regulation as the AI sector continues to advance. Experts and lawmakers alike have recently raised concerns about the fast-developing technology. The former head of the failed Silicon Valley Bank is apologizing for the bank's failure and the crisis it caused. Greg Becker told a Senate Banking Committee hearing today that the collapse was a shock to him and said he and advisors were working closely together to respond to concerns from regulators. Committee Chair Sherrod Brown blamed the bank for ignoring government warnings. Parents in New York City are upset that Mayor Eric Adams is turning school gyms into housing for migrants seeking asylum. Adams said there's no more room at shelters, but parents say the problem is not solved by putting students at risk. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
For the first time in 2 months, retail sales are on the rise. The Commerce Department reported today that spending on cars, food, and gas increased 0.4% last month. But that gain was less than expected because gas prices had dropped slightly. AAA is predicting air travel over Memorial Day weekend will surpass pre-pandemic levels. According to their holiday travel report, 3.4 million Americans are expected to fly over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. That's an 11% increase over last year. It's also a 5.5% increase over 2019, before the pandemic began. There's been a recall issued on 2014 through 2016 Jeep Cherokee vehicles. Automaker Stellantis, Jeep's parent company, says the power liftgate on the vehicles could catch fire even if the vehicle is off. They say water can get into the control computer, causing an electrical short. We're down to the final four in NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs.
The next round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is set. The Stars beat Seattle Kraken 2-1 last night and Game 7 from Dallas to advance to the Western Conference Finals. Dallas will square off against the Golden Knights at the Fortress on the Las Vegas Strip in the next round. Meanwhile, the Carolina Hurricanes host the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference Finals. The best of seven series begins Thursday and Friday. I'm Lance Pry.
And the NBA's Western Conference Finals begins tonight. The Nuggets are hosting the L.A. Lakers for Game 1. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.